Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Last week on the show, we chatted about a seemingly growing crisis in the restaurant scene here in Ireland with constant news of closures. Well, it seems that there's a similar crisis in the pub sector. We heard the startling news earlier in the week that since 2005, over 2,000 pubs have actually closed. To make sense of this, I'm joined by economist Colin McCarthy, and I'm also delighted to be joined by the CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and former publican Pat Crotty. Colin, I want to start with you at a kind of a macro look at this. If we look at the Irish pub and what it, as an entity, the history, the legacy, the embeddedness in Irish society, and we see pubs now struggling economically and the future not boding well for them. What are your thoughts on where we are now and maybe what we should do?
I'm not very concerned about it, and I'll tell you why. Total national aggregate sales of alcoholic beverages were declining before the financial crash, and the total quantum of drink sales in Ireland is no longer exceptionally high by European standards. So people are drinking a bit less. There were always a lot of pubs in some parts of the country. It wasn't even because of a restricted licensing system. But a lot of them have packed it in. But they've been packing it in for a long time. And they failed, as did the restaurants, in trying to strong-arm the government into a reduced VAT rate. The restaurants wanted a 9% VAT rate. There's six different rates of VAT, which is a cut.
Yeah,
and they already had a preferential rate, and they were successfully resisted. So I know a few pubs, including one or two that I liked, which have either closed or are on restricted hours, don't open during the day and stuff like that. And, you know, I think that's a pity. But we have to accept that restaurants, pubs, general retail too, is a tough business.
Yeah. You know? And would you?
You know well. You were in that business yourself.
Absolutely.
At one time.
But I also this is my view, and the reason I asked you on because I know, like me, I enjoy the pub, and I think I think its importance in the fabric of Irish society is understated. If you ask any American, what's the first thing they want to do when they visit Ireland? They want to visit an Irish pub, and my concern is that in 20 years' time, we might not have that to offer.
Yeah, I think that's highly unlikely. But you have to address this kind of question. Can we proceed on the basis that every sector in Ireland, whether it's pubs or pharmacies or retail stores or restaurants or farmers or whatever it is, everybody that has something to bellyache about wants a handout. They want the government to do something. And there's only two things the government can do. They can damage the public finances with tax breaks, or they can damage the public finances with more public expenditure.
Take
your pick.
Let me bring in Pat Crotty. Pat, you're a man who was in the business a long number of years. I know you've hung up your operational boots and you're now the CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. What are your thoughts on this matter?
Well, my thoughts agree largely with Colm in the sense that you could say, so it ever was, that there was always swings in market forces up and down, and there was always winners and losers, and there was always pubs and restaurants that closed and always some that opened. But that's where you allow for market forces and normal swings and roundabouts happen. And some people are better at pivoting or managing to survive the vagaries, and others are not. The problem we have now, and the VAT is only a symptom of it, is that the government has become the dominant market force. The changes in everything, labour outside, after your inputs, labour is the other single biggest cost for anyone in hospitality. And the government has changed the minimum wage, has changed sick pay, is about to introduce pension auto enrolment, all things which are good in themselves, and none of which we would disagree with.
But Pat,
never came to us and said, "Can you afford to carry this?" Because your average pub is not a price maker. Your average pub cannot decide, well, to make ends meet at the end of the week, haven't done everything the government asked me to do, I need to charge €7 for a pint.
Well,
you might as well close your door there and then.
Well, does it mean, and because at the end of the day, the punter pays, does it mean that we'll be seeing €10 pints as a norm? Because that's the only way it can continue. Otherwise, the pub will close.
If you applied a simple economic logic, yes, that is the end position. But it can't end up there, because before you ever got to the €10, they'd all be closed anyway. So you'd never get to the end point, would never be achieved. There has to be some reality into it. There has to be some acceptance by government that it has a part to play. And I don't accept Colin's thing that it's about a handout. It's about giving everyone a level playing pitch. And of course the state has to look after the greater good and needs its own revenue stream. But every sector should only be asked to carry what it can afford to carry, not just carry a one-size-fits-all amount, because that's what the state decides.
Colin, basic economics, that if your input costs rise,
yeah,
there's only one person that can effectively pay for that increase, and that's the customer.
Yeah, the things that were mentioned just now included an increase in the minimum wage, auto enrolment,
sick pay scheme,
and sick pay, and so on. And people say, well, you know, there should be a level playing field, and these things should apply to everybody. They do apply to everybody. This is not a special scheme to annoy or aggravate publicans. Everybody is bound by the minimum wage laws, and whatever sick pay or auto enrolment or whatever the government decides to bring in, and whether they're advisable or not is another story, they apply to everybody. Around where I live, there are pubs charging €7 for a pint, and they're full. Now, I appreciate there's large areas in the country where people stop at €5 or €6. But, you know, some pubs are very well run. I know pubs that are badly run and they're not popular. And some people are good at being publicans and other people aren't. I regret seeing pubs in Dublin that are closed. There's quite a few pubs that have closed in Dublin.
Yeah.
A lot of people down the country seem to think that everything always booms permanently in Dublin. That's not true. But there are also retail outlets, ordinary retail outlets that are struggling. And they're all struggling for staff. It's difficult to get good staff and to hold on to them. It's even difficult, and it's a real headache in the retail game, it's difficult to get staff who have good English. I know shops where if you go in and ask somebody, where is that, what shelf is that on, they don't know.
Yeah, well, let's not get into that now. Pat, in terms of maybe non-government things that the vintners are going to do, because, you know, this needs to be fought. This is a cause worth fighting, to the prevention of more closures, or the prevention, the demise of the pub or the Irish pub. Like, this has to be stood up to.
It does, but it's actually, if you take Colin's point in terms of the greater good and the whole, the economy as a whole, we can't just be a special case that's always looking for something, that we have to be a positive contributor too. But in this case, the government is the one with the case to answer. I can't see it any other way. The one thing that, like, as a group, we will fight, and the way you fight is you go in and you make the best case you can with government. But on the ground, what is going to happen is what Colin said is already happening in Dublin. You are going to have places that are only open on certain days or certain nights or certain hours of days. And
is that okay, Pat? Is that okay if it means the pub survives? That you don't bother with Monday night when no one's coming anyway.
Bobby, yeah, I don't think it is. I think it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you decide we're going to close for a few hours, on this Monday. Next Monday, you won't be open at all, and then it'll go to Tuesday. You will end up with a situation where we die slowly instead of dying fast.
Right. There's a text in here. We're a small pub in rural village of Clock in Kilkenny. Pat, you'll know this pub. We've got 100 shareholders come together to buy the pub. It's very important from a social and community standpoint in the village. The village bar, you know it, I'm sure.
I do indeed.
Yeah.
And Bobby, and that's one of the things that you mentioned it earlier, that government has to decide that there is no vision in terms of what does the state want to see in 10 years' time in terms of the pub culture in Ireland. Like this current government has a stated policy to promote the pub as the hub in rural communities, because everything else is gone in rural communities. And if the pub can be the place, not just where people go to drink, they go to meet, they go to converse, they go to have the local meeting about whatever issue is local that's okay, important to them. That's what it's about. It's more than just drink.
Last quick word to you, Colin McCarthy.
Yeah, I'm more confident, really, than both of you are about what's going to be the situation in a few years' time. I think you will get a churn with pubs closing, people getting into the business, people getting out. And I think there will be plenty of pubs in Ireland in a few years.
Well, that's a very good note.
Maybe not quite as many as there are now.
Well, that's a very good note to end on. Colin McCarthy, Pat Crotty, thank you so much for your contribution.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.